Now Rav Nosson Zal begins, paragraph Aleph. Ki be'emes Yisroel am kodosh heim bebechinas lemala me'ateva. The fact is, the truth is, that the Jewish people, this holy nation, is above the laws of nature. Ki einom mesurim l'shum sar. The Jewish people are not under the control of any angel even. The Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh tell us that just like Lahavdil on earth, there's something called the United Nations, which has representatives from all the different nations. Lahavdil, it's interesting, Hashgacha, we're speaking about this now because I have friends who work in the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, and they told me that the hotel is filled with all of these dignitaries and diplomats from all over the world, because once a year the United Nations has a major session where everybody comes and you have the world leaders coming to speak. And one of the world leaders, naturally, is the president of Iran, Yamach Shemoy Vezichroy, who spoke yesterday, I think, and he spoke about that there never was a Holocaust, naturally, and the fact that the Jews are the problem of the world, the fact that they're in all kinds of governments and everything, and Israel, the aggressors, all of that he spoke. And today, the representative of Eretz Yisrael is supposed to speak there. So that's Lahavdil, the United Nations on earth. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us there's the United Nations in heaven. Every single nation on earth has a representing angel in heaven. And that nation is under that angel's authority to a degree. Except for the Jewish people. The Jewish people have no angel representing them. Who represents us? Hashem himself. Hashem is the representative of Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. The Jewish people's destiny is not controlled at all by the zodiac, by the signs of the zodiac, by the stars, but rather we are only under the supervision of Hashem, the direct supervision of Hashem. That's what decides our fate. V'alkein hey metzuvim sheloy lidroish ba'oisois hashamayim v'loy lo'oinein v'loy lanachish. And that's why we, the Jewish people, are commanded in the Torah not to seek the guidance and advice of those who study the stars or those who go by oinein or nichush. They go by certain symbols. They say, this is not a good time for this. This is, yes, a good time for this. As the Pasuk says, Me'oisois Hashamayim al Techotu. Hashem says to the Jewish people, you do not have to be afraid of the stars in heaven and everything. Ki yechatu hagoyim mehemo. It's only the other nations in the world that have to be afraid of them. Their destiny is determined, is controlled to a degree by the stars and the signs of the zodiac, etc. Whereas the Jewish people were on a completely different plan. Ki be'emes ho behotalia. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is that these two things are dependent on each other. Which two things? He's going to say now. Ki kishe Yisroel einom dorshim be'elu hashakronim v'hademyoinois koizvim shel hama'oinenim v'adorshim bo'ises hashamayim v'choizim b'karchovim v'kiyotzei. When the Jewish people do not turn to these liars and these people who see things, but they don't necessarily see clearly, as we see certain examples in the Torah. Paroi had his stargazers tell him what was going to happen, and they said they saw that the leader of the Jews is going to, that his fate is going to be, he's going to die in water. So what did they do? They threw all the Jewish babies into the river, figuring they're going to get rid of Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't know that it didn't mean he's going to drown in water. It meant that his mistake, in a sense, the only thing Moshe Rabbeinu was going to get tripped up in, is related to water, striking the rock instead of speaking to the rock. And we have many other examples in the Torah where the Goyim used their stargazers, and even though they gave them the information was medame. It was good and bad. It wasn't clear enough for them to be able to come out with the right answers and to know exactly how to deal with it. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, when the Jews do reject these liars and these demyoinos, these false demyoinos of these stargazers and these other characters, these sorcerers and magicians, nimtza Shehem machniim zua masanochosh. By doing that, we subdue, we weaken the power of the snake, the Satan, the Yetzirah, the Sitrachra, the forces of evil, umedabkim atzmon be'emuna digdusha. And instead, we're attaching ourselves, we're showing our loyalty and our commitment to faith in Hashem, faith in the Torah. Ki elu hadimyoinois shel sheker anal shel hamanachshim v'amoininim heim zua masanochosh kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, these dimyoinois of falsehood, these images of the menachashim and moininim are associated with the zua masanochosh. They're connected to that original snake that tried to prove to Chava that there was nothing wrong with eating from the Eitz Hadas. And when the Jewish people distance themselves from these people, and we show our faith in Hashem only, through that sincere faith in Hashem, Emuna is a stepping stone to Chiddush Olam, Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. We said that the Chiddush Olam is going to be in the format of Eretz Yisrael. Vazai hanogosam al yidei hashgocha levad. And then our destiny, our fate is determined only via hashgocha, the hashgocha of Hashem. Ayidei bechinas nifloi, slamalam en atev shalom arsha shmayim. Through miracles, which are above the laws of nature, of the heavenly spheres, you know, of the stars and the sun and the moon. Nimtza. So therefore, when we show our faith in Hashem, when we do not go to these sorcerers and magicians and stargazers, we take ourselves out of their control. We plug into Hashem through our emuna, and we go above the stars, above nature. Therefore, we don't have to be afraid at all of what they see in the stars. Ki misnagim al yedei hashgocha levad kanal, because our destiny is being controlled only through hashgocha. We have the example from Avram Avinu. Remember, Avram Avinu knew how to read the stars, and he saw in the stars that it said clearly that he was not destined to have children. So the Gemara says, Hashem took Avram Avinu and he lifted him up above the stars. And he said to him, this is your place. You are not under the stars. You are not under the control of the stars. The fate of the Jewish people is above the stars. Ein mazol liYisrael, the Gemara says, that the mazolos, the signs of the zodiac and everything, have no power over a Jewish person who really believes in Hashem and he employs tefillah. Nimtza. So we see that it's through this mitzvah, by fulfilling this mitzvah of distancing ourselves from these kind of people, these sorcerers, magicians, that makes it that we don't have to fear their powers or their proclamations, what they see in the stars and everything. This is what the pasuk means when it says, "Kiechatu hagoyim mehema." The goyim, the other nations of the world, they have to be afraid of the stars and the zodiac and these sorcerers and magicians. Kihem yeshlehem liroy mizeh. They do have to fear these things. Meachar shehanhagosam al yedei hateva, because of the fact that their destiny is being controlled by nature and by the natural spheres and everything. Because these other nations of the world are not zoche to plug in to the complete hashgocha of Hashem, because of the fact that they have not cut themselves off, they have not severed their connection to the snake. And their people follow the leadership, follow the guidance of these sorcerers and stargazers and these magicians. Ve'ein lehem emuna b'Hashem. They don't have pure, simple faith in Hashem. U'machmazeh einam zoichem l'b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. And because of the fact that they don't have emuna, they're not zoichem to Eretz Yisrael. Emuna and Eretz Yisrael go together. The pasuk says, shchon eretz ure'ei emuna. B'chinas hashgocha, Eretz Yisrael, which is the symbol of hashgocha, b'chinas chidish ha'olam, ki i efshir liskois loze ki maide emuna dikdusha, because it's impossible for a person to be zeiche to the bechina of Eretz Yisrael, to this hashgacha, this chiddush olam, without real pure faith, the right kind of faith. And therefore, since these other nations are not zoicha to have that full hashgach of Hashem, nimtza shehi misnagim al piateva. Therefore, their destiny is guided by autopilot, by teva, nature. Hashem puts them under the control of the stars and. Therefore, they do need to be afraid of these stars in heaven, you know, the different symbols in heaven. Because it is itself, because they seek their advice. They choose, these nations of the world choose to be under the guidance of these people. They do not have the holy faith of the Jewish people, kiho beho talia, because these are dependent on each other. Meaning, a person who chooses to follow that format of life, his life will be controlled by that. And the Jewish people, if they make the right choice, if we choose to ignore that and to be under the hashgacha proti of Hashem, then we do not have to fear. Then those things do not control us or affect us in any way whatsoever.